Housing. So, as we all know, housing is very expensive. My rent just recently went up something like 20, almost 25%. It's getting kind of ridiculous. It's getting so that many people can't even afford housing. But why? Why is that? Why has housing become so expensive, and what can be done about it? So, first of all, let's talk about why it's so expensive. Now, there's numerous reasons, and almost all of them have to do with government interference. These issues are caused by government, or should I say, created on purpose and with malicious intent. But we're going to get to that. So, first of all, why are housing prices going up in the first place? Well, that's easy. Feminism! So, before feminism took off in the 1960s, women lived at home with their parents until they met a man and got married. At that point, they moved in with their new husband, and through hell or high water, they stayed together for the rest of their lives. Now, this led to affordable cost of living for them and their kids, their children. And because of this cultural trend, this led to low housing prices overall. So, supply and demand. Women weren't, generally speaking, living alone, so the demand for housing was half what it was before the supposed sexual revolution, meaning that home and apartment owners who were renting out to first-time couples had far less supply in regards to people looking to rent. That applies to buying homes as well if you're selling a house. So, what does that translate to? Lower prices. In addition, many first-time couples bought homes right from the get-go. And they could afford to do so thanks to the fact that the workforce was still primarily made up of men, so wages were far higher because less people were competing for those jobs and participating in said workforce. You couple that with far less demand in the housing market, and what you got were young married couples being able to easily afford a home. However, once women entered the workforce and were incentivized, and they rewarded for leaving their husbands, the demand for housing skyrocketed as the need for housing increased. A need that far outpaced the supply, so prices for housing skyrocketed as supply of housing diminished. Then you might ask, why did the supply not increase to meet the newly developed demand? Why, that was caused by the same women who entered the workforce en masse, voting for socialism, i.e., government controlling the ways and means of production in regards to housing, which gave the government the power they needed to limit the growth of the housing market to meet the new demand. So you see, women are by their very nature socialists. Until very recently, the man would be out hunting and gathering, and the women, they were sitting in the cave, sharing the largesse of the tribe equally. Their whole push for equality has more to do with redistribution of wealth than anything else. Their desire for control through government is also based on want, nay, need for resources, and acquiring those resources with the least effort possible. After all, why cooperate with a man, which can be hard work sometimes, if you can just get those same resources seemingly for free from the government? That's what led to women saying they need a man like a fish needs a bicycle. However, despite this saying, the truth of the matter is that they can't survive without us, meaning the resources that we create. Now, if you give women the option of cooperating with us or getting free shit if they don't cooperate, what do you think they're going to do? Well, they're going to opt for the free shit. Of course! Same free shit, no work. This shit, work, not free. Well, of course, they're going to opt for the free option. Who wouldn't? Oh, that this gives the government more power and control is of little concern to women, because all they see are the resources they're getting for what seems like nothing. And they're getting that instant gratification, and they're getting the reward for doing what the government wants. And seeing as there's no man there to use logic and reason to point out how this is not only a raw deal for the men, but also for the women, well, the women fall for it hook, line, and sinker. They don't have a man there to check them. They don't have a man there to point out, using logic and reason, why this deal sucks, meaning the unholy alliance between women and the government. So in exchange for those resources, all women needed to do, and continue to do, all they need to do is have babies out of wedlock, live alone, send their kids to government schools, and work so as to double the tax base and reduce wages overall. As long as they do that and endorse programs that redistribute ever more wealth into the pockets of women, well, the women themselves are going to do what the government wants because it benefits them. And we all know what government wants is more power and control over everyone, including the women. They're just useful idiot shills. Now that brings us to the next cause of high housing prices. Government regulation, baby! Now the government loves to hoot and holler about problems that they themselves have created. They love to push policies that claim to solve problems that they created, all the while pushing solutions that compound those very problems that they created in the first place. One example of that is rent control. A supposed solution to housing being unaffordable. Yeah, it's unaffordable because the government made it unaffordable. Basically, this is when the government forces landlords to rent at rates far below current market value. Yeah, market value that the government claims is too high, whilst passing regulations that limit new housing and drive up the cost of housing. So the idea was to make housing affordable, okay? But what rent control actually does is turn renters who have rent control and protected by rent control policies into de facto property owners by ensuring that rents are so low that tenants never want to move out. In turn, the rent never changes, and the landlord has no incentive to keep the property in good order. And since there's no incentive to build low to medium cost housing, new low to medium cost housing due to rent control policies, what you get is no development except for housing that is excluded from rent control laws, which just so happens to be high-end luxury housing. Oh, how interesting. The only housing that's allowed to be built is the housing that only the top 1%ers can afford. Well, at least in regards to not having rent control applied. Very interesting. And oftentimes, even those buildings that are allowed to be built, that housing that's a high-end luxury that is being allowed to be built, has to include a certain number of rent-controlled apartments in those buildings. So even the 1%ers, even the apartments for the high-end 1%ers, even then, those apartments are discouraged from being built, because like 20% of them, oftentimes 20% of the apartments in that building have to be rent controlled. Yeah, hence rent control ends up having the exact opposite effect of its stated goal, that effect being the creation of unaffordable housing and the dissolution, when possible, of currently affordable housing, as that housing is rent controlled and is making the property owner no money. In fact, in many cases, the property owner is losing money, so he has an incentive to get those people out there by any means necessary and tear that fucking place down or sell it. And who knows what's going to be done with it then? It's not going to be made into new housing, that's for sure, unless it's, again, very, very high-end housing that almost no one can afford. Lovely. And then, of course, you have zoning laws. Yeah. You gotta love those zoning laws. When local governments restrict new construction based upon their own self-interest, meaning that the people living in a given area paid a premium for their housing, or their housing is worth a premium, and they don't want their property values to drop because of a greater supply of housing being introduced into the market that they actually control, so they vote against such new housing for the flimsiest of reasons. So you've got yet more government interference. It's almost like big government is the source of the majority of problems we're having in the West. Imagine that. Then of course you have zoning laws that mandate the area is commercial, or that the area is residential, and never shall the twain meet. Yeah, you can't build residential housing here. This is a commercially zoned area. Nor can you build it here if the shadow of your building falls upon a nearby school. Yada, yada, yada. Lots of arbitrary bullshit created to keep out new housing construction. At the list of restrictions, they really seem endless in some municipalities. And no matter what municipality you're talking about, there's always some restrictions, even in the freest state, it seems. Now, the result of all this hyper-regulation from the federal government on down is that there's very little incentive to build new housing. And what housing does get built costs renters and home buyers alike much more than it normally would in a free market, since it's not nearly enough supply to meet the current demand, and the builder has to recoup their costs after all, which were far higher because of all those regulations. And then, of course, you have the housing crisis of 2008. Let's not forget that, which more than anything else stole private property using Federal Reserve printed funny money and put a large chunk of homes into the hands of the banks. This was brought about by, you guessed it, government regulation. You see, the government's forced banks to give loans to unqualified individuals. So, of course, the banks, meaning those working in said banks who directly benefited by getting, you know, pay bumps and bonuses, the more loans they gave, well, they made lemonade from those seeming lemons. They repackaged what was a crap product and then resold it in the form of high-risk derivatives that were represented by the government to not be high-risk and were given a triple-A rating from the government itself when they weren't even single-A in quality. Of course! Well, because, of course, the banks and the government are colluding with each other. The result? Well, the single greatest transfer of property in U.S. history. More homes than ever before put into the hands of banks. Real, tangible wealth given to counterfeiters who paid for it with legal funny money and then were rewarded by being given back their own funny money by the government in the form of bailouts, and they also got to keep all that nice, juicy real estate. Wow, what a good deal. What a good deal! You're getting paid to grift. You're getting paid to be a fraudster. Lovely. All completely legal. Nobody went to jail for that. 2008 housing crisis, trillions lost. Well, a funny money. Meanwhile, all of that real wealth in the form of land went into the pockets, onto the ledgers of the banks. Yeah. They made out. The government made out. You lost out. Oh, so property, you see, it's the main source of the global elite's wealth. It's something they value even more than gold. Something they want to own the entirety of. I mean, look at Bill Gates. He owns more farmland than anybody. Why do you think they want all that land? Because number one, they don't want you to own it. They don't want you to own anything, but they do want you to be happy. Yeah, you'll be happy even though you own nothing. You see, this move was brilliant. 2008 housing crisis is brilliant. It took millions of homes off the property market, which skyrocketed the cost of housing because you reduced supply, while at the same time stealing the wealth in the form of people's down payments and whatever mortgage payments they had made to date up until that point from the poorest among us. This ensured the continued impoverished nature of those very poor people, while at the same time removing a shit ton of supply from the market, driving up the costs. Brilliant! Brilliant! But then, of course, we can't forget about mass migration. Illegal aliens, and legal aliens alike come into the USA to pop out babies, and then those babies become their anchors to our once fine country. Babies that are born to people from socialist countries, people who have redistributionist mindsets and ideals, who often settle in socialist-minded areas like California, and then they grow up to vote Democrat. Well, these people also rent apartments and homes, which further drives up the cost of housing. More demand, ever-decreasing supply. And let's not forget about divorce. We can't forget about divorce. For those men foolish enough to get married, it lasts on average 8.7 years in America. After that, you're left living in an overpriced shoebox all alone because you can no longer afford a decent place now that you're paying alimony and child support to your ex. Where once there were multiple people sharing one household, you now have two households and a broke-ass dude. Yeah. A man, men, the most industrious and driven among us, driven to produce resources, well, now they're driven to live in poverty. And in turn, they blow their heads off quite often because of this. People are further discouraged from having homes because of property taxes. Think about the sense. Do property taxes really make sense? What other property do you own besides land that you have to pay a yearly tax on when you buy it. You pay when you buy it, and then you got to continue to pay a yearly tax until you're dead, you sell it, or you can't afford the taxes anymore, at which point the government takes it from you. Even better, the government are the ones who decide what your home, what your land is worth, and that's what the property taxes are based on. What a lovely grift. And what's that tax used for? What is property tax used for? Well, education. It's used to turn your children into useful idiot tax chattel dependent upon the state via the indoctrination camps that are public schools, where they're taught not to listen to you and to hate that which came before them. Brilliant! Oh, man. And let's not forget about public housing. Oh, no, in Section 8. Yeah. I.e. competition for private landowners, which discourages them from building new housing or renting an already existing property. I mean, how are you going to get affordable housing out there for the poor when the government is giving them housing for free? Why would anybody build low-cost housing when they're competing with free? Can you compete with free? I don't think so. And why would anybody rent to people who have spent most of their lives prior to considering being a renter living in free housing? Why would you rent to that person? These kind of people who have lived in public housing most of their lives, they have a sense of entitlement in many cases. And they're going to have very little respect for housing up until that point because they've never paid for it. And you don't really appreciate what you don't have to work for and pay for. I mean, hell, renting to such people, it's a good way to end up with a trash property and then a long legal battle with people who don't have any money. Why would you even bother? And then finally, there's the icing on the cake, which is inflation, which devalues all our monies. Devalues our salaries, while at the same time raising the costs of goods, and that includes rent. And this happens long before any of us are going to get any bump in our salaries, long before we're going to get a raise. Salaries, if they've never kept pace with inflation. And the effect, by the way, is cumulative. So at the same time our salaries are becoming worth less and less, property values are going up more and more. Very soon, few if any people will be able to afford rent, let alone to buy a fucking house. And I think that's the point. First, they break up the family via cultural Marxism to increase the cost of everything so as to make you ever more dependent upon the state. And then they tax your property forever and have you pay for your children's indoctrination designed to make those kids love the slavery that they're in and turn them into obedient, useful idiots serving the state. Brilliant! The truth is that real estate, it makes up a large portion of the wealth held by the global elites, i.e. the reserve bankers of the world, who print all that lovely, funny money that they now want to get rid of and replace with digital currency. Homes are one of the few investments out there that can hold wealth relatively well. Not perfectly, as the market is subject to vast bubbles, usually created by government interference. However, everyone needs land, right? They need land to live on. They need land to farm for their food. It's one of the key requirements for survival. And he who controls that which is needed for people to survive controls the people. And owning a home is one of the few ways that the average everyday American can still have some financial freedom and wealth that they can use to build upon. Well, the powers that be, they don't like that. They want to own everything of value. Not fiat currency. That's just a tool to get to acquire real wealth and impoverish you. First, it was the confiscation of 700 million troy ounces of gold in America via Executive Order 6102, which required all persons to deliver on or before May 1st, 1933, all their gold in exchange for a whopping $20.67 of useless paper funny money. Which, by the way, they weren't allowed to use to buy the gold. Couldn't use it to buy gold at all. Owning gold was banned, but you could have that paper. Yeah. See, America was getting too wealthy. It was getting too independent, and the people were getting too rich. Hey, they don't want you to be too independent. Too many people had wealth that the powers that be couldn't control in the form of gold. So the gold had to go, baby. By the way, nobody knows where that gold went. They only know it went to Europe. Somewhere in Europe. We don't know where. 700 million troy ounces. But we got some paper. Oh, boy. Oh, now one of the last storehouses of wealth, i.e. land, property, it's under attack, just like gold was. Yeah, you heard Klaus Schwab say it himself. You'll own nothing and be happy, Dr. Evil-looking motherfucker. That's why housing's so expensive. That's why there's ever more burdensome government regulations being passed at all levels that continually limit the amount of new housing that can be built. That's why all our borders have been flung open, yo. That's why feminism, i.e. cultural Marxism, was introduced. And women given the vote in exchange for goodies from the government, yo. This was all done to take people's wealth and make them totally, completely dependent upon the state. You know, there's a reason the global bankers want to own everything and tell you how to live your life. There's a reason why they want you paying so much tax, even though they can just print money out of thin air. Besides your taxes adding a veneer of validity to their funny money, the main reason they tax you is to impoverish you and make you incapable of ever becoming wealthy. You see, the little guy, he's got drive. He's got ambition. He's got less overhead than the wealthy dude. And most importantly, he's got far less to lose. Given time and the ability to store house wealth, anyone with the ambition and drive and vision to succeed and build a fortune could do so. No. The ability to build a fortune, you see, that equals competition in the eyes of the powers that be, who use their contacts in Big Daddy government to corner the market. They don't like the idea of competition. No. Well, how can they stop that competition from ever being created? Oh, we'll stop them from being able to store wealth. Ah! Brilliant! If you think housing costs are so high because of government incompetence, think again. The cost of housing, hell, the cost of everything is skyrocketing because it's all part of a plan. And that plan is simple: to bankrupt you. Or at the very least, impoverish you to the point where you can barely survive, and not without them. To make you dependent on the government so that you'll own nothing and be happy. Yeah, because things, attachments are bad. They just bring you down. Meanwhile, Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum buddies will own everything. They'll be real happy. Meanwhile, the powers that be, yeah, they'll own all the land, all the housing, everything. Because of this, they'll also own you. And by the way, if you think they don't already own you, then you're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourselves. Listen, if you have wealth, if you have property, if you have solid, tangible things of value created through your own blood, sweat, and tears, then you've got options. Then you can depend on yourself, and you don't need anybody else. However, if you own nothing, if you can't store wealth beyond fake value created in fiat currency that somebody else controls, that can be wiped out by that somebody else at any time if you step out of line, then you're not in control. Then you don't have power over your own destiny. If you're dependent on others, then they own you. That's why property values continue to go up, up, up. Wages continue to go down, down, down. And you and I own less and less every year, and even less than our parents own. It's all about control, power, and dependence. That's their goal. Control you, to have power over you, and to make you dependent upon them.